Hello, everybody. This is the latest episode of Absolute Cuts. We're back filming again, and we are mid-fringe.
How are you feeling?
Do you know what? It's been all right so far.
Yeah.
I can't really complain. I'd love to complain.
Yeah.
But I can't. It's actually going really, really well. I mean, it's still... I just forget how many wankers there are.
Yeah, yeah, not as a season. Yeah, the disco guys around already.
That
drove me up. You know, the silent disco people who walk around the street. That just looks like such manufactured fun.
Yeah.
And I believe that half of them are actually having fun.
It's even like when I was walking around with the kids the other day, we were coming up and I think it's one of the bridges in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
That's had like work on it for ages and you have to go under scaffolding.
Yeah.
And the whole one of them came up and basically took over the whole fucking tunnel. And it's just pissing everyone else off. And
yeah.
It does look like everyone's just pretending to have fun. I don't know if Mickey Bartlett contacted me and asked, are you off on Monday the 14th? And I was like, oh, am I? He said, right, I'm trying to organise a load of people to just get absolutely fucked up and go on one of them. And so just a load of pissed up comedians.
No, that would be his idea of hell. If he notices,
I can't do it, man. Because even though I hate the people that go on them, I don't want to ruin their day.
Yeah, I know. I'd like them just to be. It's like a close the door and throw away the key type of situation.
Yeah.
Fun, but don't fucking force it. Don't hold me up. They're always outside of fucking Nando's or something.
Oh.
And people are trying to get in and then dance in your face. Go on.
I quite like a silent disco at like a festival,
yeah,
or that, something like that. Yeah, yeah. They've definitely got their place.
Yeah, yeah.
Just not mobilised.
Yeah, yeah. No. Nobody wants a disco on wheels. There is no wheels involved, but you know yourself. Nobody wants a disco. It's the same cunt, by the way, too. I've seen him around. Like, it's the exact same dude.
Is it like a wee old kind of dude?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a few older people, I think, working for him. Like, he's got three or four on the go now.
Aye.
Three or four Caterpillars at any one time. But at the moment, I saw the guy the last day, and I was like, it's the same guy from, like, 2016 that I've been complaining about.
That's it. There was somebody we saw yesterday when we were wandering about, and it was almost like a kind of Wicker Man pagan-esque kind of thing, where there was like three of them with like wee lutes, you know, like a wee guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're singing these kind of chants.
Yeah.
And then one guy's dressed as like this creepy deer, right?
Oh, for fuck.
And he's quite a young guy as well. And you're just kind of going like, what conversations do you have? Like, we have with people when they go, how's work? Also, why? Like, because they might have been from Edinburgh, but they didn't have Scottish accents. So at some point a conversation has been had where they go, let's go up to Edinburgh and roam the streets. You dress as a creepy deer and we'll sing fucking Gregorian chants. Like, what? Like, you just...
If your parents saw you, that would be the one, like, they'd put you back in college even if you're 49 or something. Even if you're 50, they're like, you're going back. You fucked it for everyone. Have you had any mad like audience members yet?
No, everyone's been pretty sedate so far. Even the Saturday, because the Saturday night ones are normally when mental people from Glasgow come through. But even that on the Saturday was fine. And because my show's called Bits and Pieces, I used the Bits and Pieces song, the GBX mix of it.
Okay.
And do you know this song?
No,
right, it's proper like techno hardcore shit.
Right.
And you could tell, like, the first couple of nights where it was mostly tourists and stuff going to see shit.
What the fuck's this?
They don't know what the fuck it was. And then Friday and Saturday hits, and I heard someone visible out loud going, here we fucking go! And then it's like, all right, guys.
Excellent.
It was awesome.
I had someone last night. I'm having a great time because I don't have a solo show, so there's no pressure on me. But, you know, I saw last night I was hosting Red Raw, 25 years of Red Raw, and I was chatting to people, and somehow I missed a guy. Just before I was going to bring on the first act, chatting to people and everything, I somehow just finished the joke and some boy just went, yes, sir. and I was like this, and I looked down and it was some dude in a fucking bowler hat in the front row. I don't know how I missed him. Like, I went through everyone and it was a dude sitting going, yes, sir.
My God.
And a bowler hat. And I was like, what the fuck's your fucking... I was like, what do you do for them? And he was like, secondary school teacher. And I was like, ah, that's a shame. I thought he looked like the fat conductor, you know, a little bit.
So he wasn't part of a show, he's just come from it.
Yeah, no, he's just...
He's dressed up as that. That's his general dress.
Yeah, he was there with his wife.
That's fucking bold, like.
Yeah, same room the day before, someone got absolute dog's abuse because she had one... She was Icelandic and she had one leather glove on in her right hand. You know, like
Michael Jackson.
Ah, yeah, basically. I remember chatting to her, like, it looks like that's what you hold your husband down in the throat and wank him off nowhere.
Maybe she was just waiting for a falcon to land.
That's right. Attack. She also, like, she also took it off. She got such dog's abuse, she took it off at the break. Half time. You have to
change. A leather glove, and because the stand is it in the is it stand one or is
no,
it in
stand three?
So that gets hot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big basementy thing. Yeah, so
sweaty
big sweaty hand, a big sweaty leather glove hand.
Your hand should never stink.
No. That's one thing that should never stink. Your hand.
Your hand shouldn't stink. If your hand stinks, things are going wrong. And the guy that used to have like there's like a fucking swimming pool in the middle of his hand every time you went near. It was so bad, I knew how many times in my life I've shaken hands with him, you know?
Did you ever do that thing at school, the smell your ma thing?
Well, I feel like I definitely have.
We had a guy at school did it all the time, but he would stick his hands down his pants and actually shove a finger up his arse.
Oh,
and then come into it when you'd sat down in class and just stick it under your nose and just go, smell your ma.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That doesn't mean, was he just... finger in your mother's arse.
Basically, that's it. The funniest audience thing I've had so far was because in my room, there's a wee kind of tunnel bit where you, before you go on stage, so you can hear quite a lot of the conversations that are happening in the front rows. And just before I came on, it was two guys. It was like as I'd established, it was a dad and his son. So his son was 21 and his dad was in his 50s. And I heard one of them go, who is this again? And then he said, it's Mark Nelson, apparently, right? So I went out, right? And I immediately said this to the audience. And I thought it was the wee guy, right? So I'm kind of giving it to the wee guy for doing all this. And they were a great, great, great fucking audience. And then I was talking to them being dad, and I was like doing bits about relationships. And I said to the dad, I was like, so is there a wife back home? And he went, no, she died, right? So immediately the audience's arsehole clench up and they go, oh, no. And then managed to make it funny. And I made a joke because I've got this rubber chicken I use that I'd use whenever a joke doesn't land. And so I did that. And he came up, shook my hand while I was on stage. And he was like, she would have absolutely loved that shit up. So the tension's fucking diffused. And then... at the end, I was saying thank you to various folk and getting people to give them a clap. And I was like, and thank you to you guys. And I was like, even though, like, just pointing to the wee guy, you didn't even know who you were coming to see. And he was like, it wasn't even fucking me. It was my dad that said it. And I was like, it was you. It was fucking you. And then I said, glad your wife died. Fucking hell. You could see half the audience howling, half the audience just going, Jesus Christ. But he was totally sound. And he was like, afterwards, he was like, that's exactly what I needed. Like, it was class. Before we move on, just quick talk about the Fringe, because there's been a big talking point so far. The Fringe, the actress who's nobody, well, one person turned up to her first show and she went online and cried and then blew up over the media and loads of famous performers retweeted her. And then the next day, she was completely sold out.
Aye.
And since then, the cynical world have managed to find out that she put out exactly the same tweet the year before when two people came.
Oh,
so I wanted to find out what your opinions, because my opinions are divided on it.
I feel like at the Fringe, a lot of people have to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
But so I wouldn't be like outwardly jumping on it and laughing is the way I describe it. But at the same time, it's a bit sad. Have a bit of fucking.
I mean, I'm pretty much the same. I agree that it is a time where you do like if you can get an advantage and you're going up against 3,000 shows for Christ's sake.
If you can
find a loophole that you can exploit, then
absolutely
go for it because that's all it is, marketing.
I just think it would be the wrong audience.
It wouldn't
be people come to see me, people this thing, and then they come
feel
out.
Feel sorry for you, why would you?
I'd be like, nah, it wouldn't be my thing at all.
And also, the thing that turned me was, it's exactly the same show. It's exactly the same show as last year.
Oh, that's
so then you kind of go, so 2 days people, that so you need to take, this is, show's probably shite. Like, you need to take the fucking hint here. Like, this isn't. Like,
I didn't know that. I didn't know
it's exactly the same show.
Fucking hell. I'm going to do the opposite.
Uh-huh.
Every year you go, far too many fucking people are coming. Please stop coming. That, I wonder if that would work. If you just kept going, will you stop coming in your droves? And there's no room. And just hope that everyone that's there is hoping for the last ticket rather than all the tickets free.
Like, the third day, just go, listen, guys, this is getting to the fire brigade. We're here tonight saying, wait, this is an actual risk now. Can you please stop coming? This is
like, I was going to do it next
year.
Yeah,
you should.
Only just completely over 28 days make it worse and worse than the last one. National Guard are here.
Yeah.
There's National Guard. There's riots in the streets.
Right, guys, listen. And overnight, we knocked through a wall to put in an extra 50 seats. It's still not enough. Can you please stop coming?
And then it'll be so funny then, like, if the one people, like, three people manage to get tickets, they're like, oh my God. On a Tuesday, and they're in, they're so confused, there's three people there. Hey, guys. God, that's such a funny idea.
That would be very funny. Aye, you need to remember to do that.
Bookmark that. We're doing that. Don't fucking tell anyone.
Yeah. None of you 350 regular people that listen, tell anyone, right?
Oh, you're going down.
Right, this week's film is your choice, so...
It's not my choice.
Oh, was it not? Was it mine?
Yeah.
Fuck, so it was. Oh, yeah. It's our first... Oh, God, it was, yeah.
Did you watch the wrong film?
Yeah.
That would be probably funny.
That would be quite
and
funny.
It takes us 30 minutes to realize.
Wait a minute. You, no, yeah, of course. It was our first horror. Well, it's not really a horror.
Yeah.
It's Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And it's it was supposed to be a lot more horrific and scary initially.
Okay, but you...
They wanted to make it as exactly... just a proper, proper horror film.
Okay.
And then I think it was like once they brought Tim Burton in, and particularly Michael Keaton, to play Beetlejuice... I think it then turned into just a horror comedy.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of hilarious bits in it.
Right, so...
Because had you seen... Because I can't remember if you'd said you'd not seen it. I don't think you had.
No, there's a reason I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
Because I fucking despise Tim Burton.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I couldn't...
You didn't even... Because
I couldn't remember
Daniel
if...
also does.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if you were one of these people that hates...
Because he is quite, like, right up the middle. Like, like people either love it or hate it. I was doing it. I watched it today.
Uh-huh.
So I went, like, I was meant to watch it last night, but we were doing it today, and I went, I'll watch it in the morning, so it'll be nice and fresh. So, like, I hate Tim Burton.
Uh-huh.
I hate nearly everything. Possibly everything he's done. This was his best.
Right, that's all right, then.
I was surprised. I liked loads of it. It isn't my thing.
Yeah.
But it's not bad at all. It's good. I can tell it's good. There's parts of it I'm like, oh, fucking, this is exactly my thing. But then there's other parts I'm like,
oh. It is one of those films that I realised when I was rewatching it, because I rewatched it last night, and I was sitting there thinking, there's parts of this Colin will hate.
Yeah, but yeah, I also do feel like I've missed it.
Exactly. That's another one of those ones where I saw it when I was a teenager I fucking adored it. Then.
No, I do you know what one of my first thing is when they were showing like the town when they were sweeping over? I was like, God, this looks like the house. This looks like the town in Schitt's Creek. And then
came
up Catherine O'Hara and I went, am I watching Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
Came up on the thing. I was like, oh, great. The fucking cast's unbelievable. I didn't even know the cast. I didn't even know Michael Keaton was Beetlejuice.
Did you know?
I knew none. I knew nothing.
Because the cast is amazing.
Aye. I didn't even know Winona Ryder was in it.
Yeah. The basic story is there's a couple that live in a house. A bit that's like it's Connecticut or something. Proper small town America.
Yeah.
And then they die. But they die within the first 5 minutes of the film.
Yeah. They did a good job.
They did. And I kind of still... I remember thinking at a time when I first saw it, I don't quite understand how they died.
The river didn't look that big.
It didn't. And it wasn't a brutal car crash.
It must have been just trapped. The doors didn't open because it's an old one, yeah.
Yeah.
They did say they drowned in the film.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, because they
But had, how could they not get out of the car?
Right, they had... What? Also, first of all, right, first of all, they go off the bridge, but it's one of those fucking bridges I've only ever seen in random films where it's like... It's not actually a bridge. It's like, we'll build a bridge, but make sure you build a shed on it as well.
What
the fuck is the point in them?
Yeah, that isn't that's a proper American thing, that.
I can only think of it. Is it just so cows don't fall over? you know, that's the only thing I can think. Look how he fucking toppled over the side of the bridge.
I don't actually know.
What is the meaning? Why do some bridges have... Why do bridges have roofs? Why is this thing... But, like, you drive into that, it's like driving into a barn, and then you go out the other side, and I'm always just like, where did... I've never seen one before.
I'm trying to think if there are any bridges in this country that's got a roof. I can't think of one.
No, not ones... Obviously, ones with another road above you.
Yeah,
but none with a... I'm just sitting there going, like, every time I see it, I think it was in Road Trip, too. There was a tiny one in Road Trip. I think there's one in A Quiet Place. I might be wrong with that. No, that was just a regular bridge.
That is an American thing.
But I just keep going, what are you hiding?
Maybe it is. That's because it's, only not, it's I obviously, figure. The roof isn't obviously strong enough, as it proves in this, to stop a car. If a car does swerve.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just a plank of wood, and they go straight through the thing.
Smashed.
So.
The dog killed them.
The dog does kill them, yeah. Dog kills them twice, really. It's the dog's fault twice.
Yeah, so they swerve on the dog. There was a dog runs out in the road, and then they get into an Italian job situation where they're at the edge of the thing, and then they look, and the dog's standing. It didn't really make sense because the dog was standing on one plank of wood and the car was like somehow balancing and this thing and then he jumped off and the whole fucking thing toppled.
Yeah.
It did go upside down, so I presume what they're saying is they just drowned in it. But it didn't look that deep of a river or a big of a fall, so it was trapped.
But so they die and then they go back to their house, but they don't realise they're dead until shit happens, like the fireplace suddenly comes on, they don't have reflections, and then they've got like a wee book that's sort of like a guide for the recently deceased. And then
it's not good if you like. In fairness, free fire is pretty decent. You know, energy. Fire. Kill yourself, things will go cheaper anyway.
And then new people move into their house. Arseholes move into their house.
Yeah.
And then they can't get rid of them. But they send them because they try and be ghosts, but they can't get rid of them, and they can't see them because they're dead. Apart from Winona Ryder, because she's like a creepy wee person.
They're like wee emo. See it.
Yeah.
The fucking emo.
And then to get rid of them. They hire at one point a bioexorcist called Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Who's played by Michael Keaton.
Never heard that word before.
Bioexorcist, I still don't know why.
I don't know that. I've never heard that. No. He was very good as Beetlejuice and all that type of shit. It took them far too long to realize they were dead.
Yeah.
It didn't even take them long, but I feel like, you know what, I say that, but I also. I feel like if I time traveled, I do feel like it would take me at least 24 hours to realize I have.
I'm quite. Do you realize you've gone back in time?
Yeah.
Nah. Depends how far you go back. Aye. If you go back a couple of years, then maybe. If you go back 50 years and you wander about, you'll know you're back in time by 50 years.
I'm pretty oblivious, man. If I had my earphones. My current earphones, I'd be sitting there with the noise-canceling earphones and I'd be like, fuck me, a lot of Chevrolets around.
But if you're walking about with earphones in and playing stuff on your phone 50 years ago, people are going to come up and question where the fuck you got this technology because they're going to be...
Amazon Prime? Walk on. That'd be so fucking... A ghost, do you know, like... What would you do as a ghost? I think I said this to you before. I think, did we talk about... We haven't done a ghost thing yet.
I don't think we've not. No, we've done vampires. We've not done ghosts.
I told you. Maybe I told you in a different... I feel like I've told you before. I would just go in to hang people that have hung themselves. Put an orange in their mouth.
And pull
their trousers down.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I tell you what. I think we did discuss this when we talked about which monster you would...
Yes.
You would have sex with, because I said I'd have sex with the Invisible Man. No, I said I'd have sex with Frankenstein, because you can grab on his bolts. What would I do as a ghost? I don't know.
Would you haunt, is my point.
I would haunt. Oh, fuck, yeah. But I'd haunt people that really deserved it.
Okay.
I wouldn't just randomly haunt.
Have you got a ghost story?
No, I don't. Do you know what?
I've got two.
Right, well... Lead away.
Oh, do I hear Eugene's one? One of them.
Of course.
One of them's Eugene's, and I always find it really funny. Eugene at the head of the town, there's the Strabane Church, and he says that one day he was walking with his friend Louis. It's always Louis.
Right.
Louis was involved with the Greyhound story. It's always him and Louis, you know. So him and Louis, they look up at the... they looked up at, like... Where there's like kind of like gargoyle like little statues on top of all the pillars.
Like a cathedral.
Fairly big chapel, right? And there's like a little woman, a little like gnome sized woman, like 3 foot or something, like jumps down and started kind of like running.
What the?
And him and Louis fucking sprinted, but they sprinted around the back way and went into the priest's house, the parochial house. And then they were like, well, there's a little tiny woman chasing us. And apparently the priest went, stay here, this always happens, fuck's sake. And he took off running. Like, he took off running out the door, the priest. He goes, oh, that's okay, I know what it is. And then he took off running. And then came back like an hour later and he's like, it's all right now, come ahead.
But never gave them any explanation as to what the wee woman was.
Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Eugene was like, I don't know what the fuck, a wee gargoyle woman. Wee woman run at us, what the fuck we went through? And I was like, if it's a 3 foot woman, you think you just...
boot it.
Just fuck it. Cartwheeling across the bed, you know, the bed. Mine's was very funny, right? So I have a ghost story. I don't believe in ghosts really, right? But I can't explain something, right? So one day it was the same week. I used to work in a hotel in Donegal, Shandon, right? And at one stage, I actually did turn on the lights once in a hallway, like, you know, because you used to be left, you were the only person in the hotel and everyone's asleep and it's in the middle of pitch dark and you can't see shit outside, you know. And I remember turning on a hall light the same week and I saw two girls at the end of the corridor, like in the shining. And I went, and then the both of them went, oh, they were playing. They were just, but they fucking paralyzed me with fear. They just happened.
So it was two wee girls.
No, this isn't the ghost story. This was actually just two wee girls.
Okay.
This is the same week. So I'm already on fucking age. I was like, fucking two wee girls playing, like fucking two twins. I was like, what type of horror? You've seen the most famous horror film of all time. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing in the corridor at 3 a.m.? Anyway, that I was already in high thing. So I was already touchy, right? So in the hotel, it's about 3 o'clock. My mother has to come and give me a lift. Right? So my mom comes and gives me a lift 3 a.m. I get in the car and she is white as a ghost. I was like, what's your fucking deal? And she was like, I don't know, I saw something pretty mad driving up. And I was like, what? It was just like some sort of old 18th century dressed up woman kind of floating about the place. I was like, just bring me home. You're on the sauce or something here, Mary. You shouldn't be driving. If you can fucking see these things, right? So we're driving down and we're driving by where she saw it and there's nothing there, right? So we're driving on it and I was like, grand. I was like, right, nothing there. And then we're walking up and it's just basically a road with just fields either side, small road, and bushes about, you know, about chest height on either side. And then she goes, oh my God, there it is, right? And all it was we were driving up and the only way I can describe it is a woman... It looked like she was half in the bush, but half in the field.
Right.
It must be right tall because there's a slight drop. There's like a slight drop into the field too. So I was like, "Thing." And she was wearing like red silky. It looked like really old stuff. Shit. And it was all flowing. I don't even know if it was windy because I was in the car. I don't even remember. It was kind of like flowing like that. But it looked like her head wasn't where it should be. So like it was flowing, but her head was there, but her shoulders were kind of here. And then it would move like that. Wait. So she just went, oh. And like my, all the hairs, everything went up in my body. Like, I don't know if mum had already fucking set me up for it or whatever. And mum, she's like, will we stop and see? I was like, will we fuck? Will we stop and see? Have you ever seen any horror film ever? Drove home, didn't talk about it, right? We just stayed up all night, like going, well, yeah. Don't know what to describe that. And then went into work, and one of the guys, Kieran, who I used to work with, he ran wild with it. He got it named and everything.
Because
the place is called Aher, so it was perfect. So we called her the Red Lady of Aher. Nobody's seen her since. I don't know what it is.
There's no other any sightings of this.
No. I don't know what it was. Can't explain it. Could be someone playing a prank, but I don't really know how they made the prank.
So it was a woman, right?
Yeah.
Long hair? Did she have hair?
Yeah, down to about there. But it was dark. She also had a thing on her, like a veil on her.
Dark hair?
No, peroxide blonde. No, fairish.
Right. And red, flowy garments. Hanging out shrubbery.
Right. With her neck going like that.
Was it Kate Bush?
Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm so fucking annoyed at that.
I thought thought you'd have picked up on the fact that I said shrubbery. No, I was is too contrived now.
No, I didn't fucking catch it at all. Hook, line, and sinker.
That is mad, though. There was the only creepy thing, and it's not really ghostly, in the house we're in just now, this was a couple of times in the 6 months after we moved in, we found weird Polaroids of people. Right, and it wasn't.
I'm already out.
It wasn't the people that, because obviously when we'd been to see the house, we'd met the woman who was selling it. So, and she lived with her son, so it wasn't her and her son.
Okay,
it was like a family, and there was like a wee girl and a wee boy, and then we kept finding that it was like, you know, not like Polaroids that you'd used to take where you it would come out and you'd have to wait for it to dry, but you can get cameras now, like Instax cameras for parties that will do that kind of shit. It was like them, right? But we would find them in the weirdest places.
In your house?
In our house. So we found one, like, in a bit of the oven, right? So we found one there. And then we found one underneath the, you know the bit you screw off to change, not to change a light bulb, but if you were, like, putting a new lampshade on, you'd need to unscrew like a ring bit at the top.
I know exactly. Right? The thing,
we found one in that, right? But it wasn't underneath it. It was hanging half out of it, right? But the weirdest thing was, I'd painted that roof 4 months before. So there is literally no way that, because the paint was underneath it. So I've painted that bit, right? Even if it was there and I hadn't noticed it, I would have painted. Or if I'd just slapped paint over it, there would be a square the old paint underneath it. That's the only thing.
That's good. Aye. I like it.
So I don't know. Because initially when we first found them, I was like, well, some cunt has lived here at some point and gone, let's have, like, I'd do that. That's a funny thing to do. Like, have a wee laugh with somebody or like.
You haven't found the dick pic yet? Underneath the washing machine? Oh my God!
Just the guy from Hot Point installing the new one. Fuck's this.
That's not mine. I swear. It's the previous owners. We believe.
That's funny. But yeah, I don't.
My house is on a famous grave, or a famous ghost site.
Huh?
I haven't seen it. But my house is on Stumpy's Brae. I've told you about Stumpy's Brae. I've told about this in another one, but. I live in a ghost thing where my house was, there was an inn,
right.
and some American came to stay, and it was made famous by some Scottish poet, this story, but it was like...
It's not, see if this poet is Robert Burns.
It's not.
Right, because I was like, some Scottish
poet. It's something that's nearly like, not the guy, what do you call the guy that invented the telephone? It's like Graham Alexander something, but it's not Bell, obviously, it's something all like right. that, the poet's called. But basically a guy called Stumpy. So Stumpy, so the guy that owns the inn, American comes, he's clearly full of money. Stumpy's like, fuck living in Lifford, I'm gonna bash this American cunt up,
mm-hmm.
and take his money.
Mm-hmm.
So like he kills the American, steals his money, and then tries to stick him in his suitcase, but he wouldn't fit, so he cuts his leg off at the knees.
Stick him in his suitcase?
Aye. And he fucks the suitcase at our river, the river beside our house. So he cuts him off by the knees, and he fucks the body, crumples it into the suitcase,
right.
The big suitcase, fucked him into the river. And then what happened was the guy, he's sitting living in his house, and every night he keeps hearing, like, your boy's bones coming at the door, like, walking, like, on the concrete.
Jesus.
So it's like bones on concrete going, so it's Stumpy coming, and then it drove him mad, and he tried to fuck off to America, where the guy's from, didn't really make sense, and then he heard it on the cabin, you know, the coming up to his cabin.
Bloody hell. Stunt.
So he killed himself, he jumped off the boat.
Jesus.
I have not heard Stumpy, though.
No, that's brutal.
Yeah, we... Crackly little bones. Yeah, Stumpy's Brae. There you go.
Fucking hell. That's class, though.
I need Beetlejuice in there.
Aye. Because I have this argument with Daniel quite a lot about... I love Michael Keaton.
Okay.
I think Keaton is incredible. Argument. And I think... And we'll do it at some point in the future. So I won't get it. But I think Keaton is the best Batman.
Yeah. Controversial.
It is controversial.
I don't actually think it's controversial. I don't think it's controversial.
No, I think the controversial thing is I think Keaton's Batman is the best Batman film. I think that's what's controversial.
Oh, yeah, that is
because he is on it. Like, Christian Bale's a good Batman. Like, he's better than Affleck, and he's better than Pattinson.
Yeah.
But in this, he's absolute class. And he's only in it for 17 minutes. Full film, he's only in it for 17 minutes.
So I thought this, it was great. I actually thought it was pretty good that he wasn't in it all the time, because I reckon it would get overwhelming. Here's my thing about it. With these characters, I hate them usually.
Mm-hmm.
My least favorite films are The Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my all-time nightmare. Rocky Horror Picture Show, also fucking hell to me.
Yeah.
And I felt like this could have been like a mixture of that. But Keaton was great in it. Excellent Pervert.
Ah, he's a massive pervert. Like,
that was very funny.
When he first meets them, and he just basically spends the whole time touching up Gina Davis.
He fucking upskirts her.
With a stick.
With a fucking stick. Old-fashioned upskirt.
He's doing it, he's like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. I was like...
When they've already decided that they don't want to use him for the exorcism, and he's trying to convince them, and he goes to give Alec Baldwin a hug, and then he puts his hand back and just kind of tickles her fanny like that.
He trumped her. Grabbed her by the pussy.
Oh, God.
It was fucking unbelievable.
It's one of the...
in the vagina.
Because I remember the first time I saw this, I think it was about 12 or something, and we got it for... I think it was my pal's birthdays, and we used to get films from... It wasn't even Blockbuster then. And we saw some wild films. We saw Lethal Weapon 2 at one of the parties.
Great.
So, parents who would just send us into the video shop, and they'd be standing there bored, and they'd just go, just pick a film, and we'd go, right, this one. And they wouldn't even check. They'd just go, all right, fucking, so.
Did you get that behind that curtain?
Yeah. But this was one of the first times I'd ever heard swearing in a film.
Oh, really?
And
fuck.
It's only one swear word the whole film. And they used to. It's when he's when they've, because to meet Beetlejuice, you have to say his name three times. And then so they sink into the model that he's got, and Beetlejuice is already there, and Beetlejuice has built a brothel.
Oh, that was fucking wild. He's like, oh yes.
Yeah, and when they decide, nah, we're not doing this, and then they manage to grow out of the model again, and he's like, You bunch of losers!
Yeah,
and then
he
kicks over the tree, and he just goes, "Nice fucking model!"
Yeah,
and then grabs
his
dick, and I, like when we were 12, we were like, "Whoa!"
Yeah. Rude.
Yeah.
What I loved about it, right? The things I liked about it was, all the actors were great, but I also thought it was quite like, I usually think Tim Burton isn't creative.
Yeah,
is my thing, but this was very creative. I absolutely loved the fact that they. You're dead, and all the ghosts are on the dole.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
That's a great scene.
All great when they're going on the queues and shit. Yeah. I love that.
It's exactly like a job centre.
Yeah, you're in a job centre for
ghosts. You've
got
to take a number and wait, because they wait for like 3 months to see them. But I love that, because there's other people in there, and you can see how they've died. There's like one guy who's sitting there with a fucking shark on his leg. And there's the wee hunter guy who I love. So he's obviously like a big game hunter. And then you find out at the end, he's obviously been voodoo or something. Somebody's, because he sprinkles stuff. But he's got a tiny wee shrunken head.
So I love that guy. That guy's fucking hysterical.
And then there's a guy that's sitting next to Alec Baldwin, where he goes, "You want a cigarette?" And he goes, "No thanks." He goes, "Trying to cut down myself." Just a wee guy that's been charred to bits. He's just burnt to a crisp.
I love that. Like,
that is very funny.
I love a lot of those. I try and quit myself and all that type of stuff. That was really funny. Even the guy that was doing the off, there was a guy hanging.
Yeah.
Doing the post, was it?
Yeah.
Like all the little tables, you know, basically he's doing the inside mail, but he was just swinging around the roof going, was fucking excellent. I thought that was really funny. That was all very creative, so I loved that. And I actually thought it was great that he was in it so little, because it could have been overwhelming.
Yeah.
And easily overwhelming in that. And then, but I thought that was pretty funny. I loved the fact that there's... Because usually you would have... There's ghosts after you.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole film. But this had like four layers to it. There was Beetlejuice, then there's the ghost, and they're actually nice.
And some, I mean, for the time of it, some of its special effects are fucking incredible.
Bar like, his snakes and stuff. Everything else is good.
But like, when they try and make themselves scary,
aye.
They stretch the mouth up like that, and then takes his eyeballs and put them on top of his tongue. That's class.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I love the scene where they've decided they're going to scare them off themselves, but they need to get creative about it. And Catherine O'Hara's having a dinner party.
Yes,
that's
great.
To make them all sing "Deo, Deo." That's I love that.
It's very funny. Yeah.
Aye, it's really really good. Hey, another wee guy I love. At the end, when Beetlejuice is trying to marry Winona Ryder, the wee minister, wee minister man.
No harm, Mark. I've been waiting for the tiny wee minister and the little head dude. I was waiting for you to be going like, every time I watched it, I was like, there's Cullen. I thought you were going to compare me to every one of them. I was sitting there waiting, going like, well, that's I'm going to get all of these.
The wee tiny head dude is you, though. Like, it is proper, like, and the minister, actually.
I don't have a suit, though. Oh, the minister was fucking great. I love the minister. He was great too. Pretty weird, like, in fairness, he is trying to marry a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's only, like, 14 in this.
You'd think so, aye.
Because like I always found that relationship where I find, see when, it happens with male directors a lot, where they go, and it's called something like their muse, right? And it's like the female actress that basically creates all their creative ideas, and they're the ones, like, Tarantino had it with Uma Thurman, apparently. Yeah. And Burton definitely has it with Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
But I find it, because I don't even know what age Tim Burton was when he made
Helena
this.
Helena Bonham Carter now.
Yeah. I find when the same actress is in a load of films by the same director, it's fucking creepy. Like,
yeah, you think they're
Because the actresses must know. I don't think it would happen now, but at the time they must go. Why that? Like,
yeah, I can see what you're saying, because I can't think of any at the moment. That would be
now
a female actress that does a lot of some director.
I think Woody Allen had it with Scarlett Johansson at one point.
Yeah,
as
he
well.
Did.
Yeah,
and Diane Keaton for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, he did it for millenniums. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been doing it.
Yeah,
like, through decades, he's had it.
Yeah.
Now he's on to his own kids.
But it is, I just find it really, and I've always found that relationship between Winona Ryder and
Tim Burton weird. What else did she do? She did
Winona Ryder. So she was in Edward Scissorhands as well.
I know. I watched it when I was a kid.
Winona Ryder's best film is a film called Heathers. That's a great film. It's a high school film with Christian Slater. I used to really like Winona Ryder. I used to think Winona Ryder was proper attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she,
I would agree.
And then she shoplifted, and I was
even more
attractive. I was like, what? Petty thievery, fucking hell. Dream woman now.
But what the fuck's she in now? Oh, she's in Stranger Things and shit like that.
There's a lot of actors that I've had in this film, actually, that I've had criminal misdemeanors.
Gimme.
I mean, not... Well, I mean, they do escalate, because it goes from Winona Ryder shoplifting and then Baldwin shooting a woman on set. So,
do you know what? I missed Baldwin coming up on the... I saw Baldwin come to start and completely forgot about it.
Because
I've never seen him look like that.
Because it doesn't. He's a very young Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he doesn't look. He doesn't have the president head thing we talked
about.
No,
he doesn't. No,
no presidential head. No big chops on him.
No. But yeah, has he got off with that yet? Is he completely cleared?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, he's completely cleared.
That's fucking mad. That.
Aye, I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. I genuinely think it's entirely not his fault.
Oh no, I don't think it's it. I thought the way you said I don't blame him.
Oh.
That makes it makes
don't
it sound
him.
Like he had a beef and he was aiming at like
I don't blame him, I fucking
But no I because it was I. But was
there
not
I would blame him if he did turn to her and said something like
aye.
Now's the time you reap your soul
what
you sow and then the bullet came out and that's not in the script.
Aye. If he gave her a proper dark Schwarzenegger kill line like
That would be an absolute nightmare. I reckon, how long do you reckon? So, you know, he shot her. Do you reckon there was like a 4-second pause where people are just like, what's just happened?
Probably,
because you would not be ready for it.
No.
With the props, and he goes, is this part of the film?
Imagine if he...
camera woman falls on screen. Slumped over.
Because clearly it wasn't his fault. Because if he'd have gone, if he'd have shot her and it wasn't blanks, and then he'd gone again, and then gone, and then just launched the gun at her face, that would have been like, yeah, and you go, aye. But yeah.
It's the prop person. I mean, like somebody has to, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's... I think it's it something horrific happened from something that was a million to one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you've murdered her.
I always liked Baldwin. I don't.
Not really, no.
I've always found him, like on Saturday Night Live, I've always found him incredible. Like his Trump was amazing.
His Trump was
one of the best Trump impressions anyone can do.
Aye. I wouldn't be a massive fan, though. I'm more of a Steve Baldwin.
Steve Baldwin. Stephen Baldwin, the one in Usual Suspect.
I think so, aye.
What's the other one? William. William Baldwin.
You're going to get real upset. You're going to get real upset. I've never seen The Usual Suspects.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I never seen it because I know the thing. And I've never watched it. It's my big one. Right. You know, the big one that everyone's seen.
Oh, that would be good.
Like, Beetlejuice is actually one of my others.
That would be
good. We've actually had a few of them. Breakfast Club is also another huge one.
That would be good for me to do The Usual Suspects then.
Aye,
I take it you know the end.
I know the end, that's why I never watched it.
Aye, you know all the twists. Aye, I suppose then you're just kind of like, Was there another?
They're all ghosts.
It's Adam Baldwin, is that another one?
There is an Adam, aye.
Is there four of them?
I wonder, did they change their name, like the Sheens and Estevezes?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would be a terrible choice, though, of an actor name. Baldwin.
Baldwin, yeah.
It's synonymous now with fucking acting, but
aye.
Right from the off.
Yeah. I mean,
do you think Mark Nelson would suit you?
Because
I don't know. I know where you're fucking going.
Bald one, bald one, Ryan Bald one.
I'm like a Star Wars character now, Ryan Bald one.
What was I going to ask you about? Not the film, but so what? What do you reckon happens after you die? And what would you ideally like to happen after you die?
Oh, but like, well, what I actually think happens today is we just die.
So there's nothing.
Nothing but the bleakness.
Right. So you just
you're dead.
So you die.
Nothing goes anywhere.
Nothing goes anywhere. Do you know?
No.
So as soon as life stops, your brain switches off.
Yeah.
All your organs switch off, and that's you.
It's an absolute horror show. Nothing happened. Nothing. You don't even know you're dead, which I would prefer.
I mean, that's probably. That's 99% like, chance is what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think most people feel like that too.
Yeah.
Really.
Aye.
You know, if you watch your maggot shot.
Aye. Yeah.
She slumps over, you're not just going, oh, thank God. Off to a better place. And we do that with dogs.
I mean, I think most people probably think that happens. And if you were asked them, most people would probably admit they kind of hope that that's what happens. Because if you've not, reincarnation, right? If you've not enjoyed life, that's a bit of a kick in the nuts. If they go, well, here you go again, fucking. Like,
right, too.
But then reincarnation's always, there's always that kind of bullshit about whenever you go to, I don't know if it's like hypnotherapies. I've always wanted to do it, actually, where people take you through your past lives.
And I'd love to do it just to see what the fuck.
But no one's ever lived lived a load of shite lives. Just a load of normal shite lives.
You're could go through this, but it's real boring.
Yeah, exactly. But someone's like, wow, I was Napoleon. And you're like, you fuck Napoleon. Fuck off.
You think that if you're reincarnated, you still should be doing the exact same stature in life. Like Napoleon should be Lionel Messi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just a grubby peasant. I'm a famine victim. That's what I am.
Oh, peasant bald one.
Yeah. I'd like if one person in every 50 that died accidentally went to limbo.
Oh, aye.
So it would just be you and a load of dead crying babies. All unbaptized. Nightmare. Just one dude in the middle going, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? Am I going to feed all these? Or keep them entertained?
Yeah. I mean, the heaven and hell thing, I don't really buy either. And it's a good thing about,
I'd love to be a ghost, obviously.
Aye.
Forever.
I don't think I would. I think I'd prefer...
I think time would go differently.
I'd prefer not to be given a task after I die.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I get that, yeah.
Because then when if you're then a ghost, when does that... Like, what if you become... Like,
the world has to end because
there's points in life I'm like, I fucking hate this, right? I hate life, right?
Yeah.
If I was then a ghost, what if you then become a depressed ghost?
Oh, like, where are you?
And then there's no way out. That's even worse. Like,
so what happens if you're a ghost as well and the world ends? Earth explodes. Do you just be floating around in space as a ghost?
So then, just millions of ghosts
just floating about. That'd be real boring.
That would be shit. But or maybe that's the ultimate. Where everyone's a ghost. Maybe we should be trying to kill the world. Like, maybe global warming is the path to enlightened world where we're all just fucking ghosts. Fuck, I'm going to start.
You're going to start a fucking cult. You're going to fucking start a cult. You're going to do that Jared Leto shit.
I'm going to go and buy a diesel car as soon as we finish this.
Have you seen his cult?
Jared Leto's. I didn't know he had a cult.
Oh, Jared Leto has a cult. Leto Island.
I hate Jared
And he
Leto
walks
so
around.
Much.
He walks. Yeah, I bet you he sees ghosts. He's a little fucking Wednesday Addams head on him. Right? But, you know, like he walks around the big looking like Jesus, and you get to go and stay on his island. It's a cult, and they all worship him on a beach, and they obviously just finger blast a load of teenagers.
I think it's very unwise for any rich person to have their own island now.
Yeah.
After what we have seen, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
after what we've seen from England.
Yeah.
No.
Is he not in a band as well, Jared Leto?
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars. Fucking dreadful. Got to be one of the worst bands of all time.
Yeah, I only know one of their songs, I think. Is that Kings and Queens? It's quite a big chorus and shit.
He's just a fucking poser. Yeah. He's also a desperately overrated actor. Everybody going like, this guy's fucking, you know, he's good in Fight Club. He just got his head beaten.
I love that scene in Fight Club. It's an absolute doing.
It's Jared Leto getting the doing.
Yeah.
You ever see him in House of Gucci?
No.
It's one of the most offensive.
I've still not seen that.
Don't ever watch it. It's one of the worst fucking things you've ever seen. But like, he does an offensive. He genuinely has a bit where he's like, you know, he's a designer and he's rubbing his fingers across velvet. And it's like memories draped in lycra. It's one of the weirdest fucking. He honestly also sounds like Super Mario.
I was going to say, because the only thing I've heard about that is it's like the most stereotypical. It's a me, a Jared Leto, like that kind of.
It is genuinely that level.
Yeah,
it actually made it funny. The film was so bad, but you're just like, get Jared back. Honestly, this world class nightmare. Lady Gaga then saying afterwards, going like, "I should have won. I can't believe I didn't win an Oscar for that."
Did she?
She's just like, she went, "Do you know the scene where it was father son and House of Gucci?" And she goes, "I improv that." And I go, "Yeah, that was the worst line in the fucking film."
Yeah.
I was thinking someone improv that.
No shit. No.
That looks like a Lady Gaga improvised, but yeah. Fucking dreadful. Oh, God. you know, see the very start of Beetlejuice 2 when the one was trying to get her to sell her house? Before they die, one's kept knocking on the window going, "This is far too big, so you can't have kids."
Yeah, that is a brutal.
What the fuck's this mad content?
Yeah, that is a brutal line. Aye.
You can't have kids. Come on.
I remember this when I was a kid, being so impressed by the wee model he makes of the town.
Oh yeah,
I think
in fairness,
it's absolute class.
I'm no harm. I'd be sad enough to absolutely love that. I'd be sad enough to be like, you know, like Neil Young, polishing his wee train sets.
Oh, as Neil Young got massive train sets.
He's got like a whole like going through his house type of shit.
I'd love to have that kind of. Take the time to do it. Aye. Like Lego, right? I love Lego. But Lego is so expensive. It's
unreal. Well, I didn't
unreal.
Know it was. I didn't know it was expensive till recently. And I walked into the shop and they're like, "Oh, there's a wee Star Wars bike." And they're like, "Oh, that's the cheapest one. It's like $39.99. I was like, fuck off.
Fucking
fuck off.
Death Star, something like $3,000 or something. I mean, it does take you like 6 months to build, but
yeah,
you're going...
You could do it half and just pretend it was from the other film when it was not fully built yet.
You want to see my Death Star? It's one grey brick. You go, it's the bit right at the end, like the very end of. Because I hate when people buy the kids Lego quite a lot as presents for Christmas and stuff, and I because Lego isn't for kids.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
because
yeah,
they don't have the patience. They don't take care of it, and that sounds wanky, but it's not in a wanky way. It's just the fact that bits break off of it, bits get lost in it,
and then the whole thing's kind of fucked.
Yeah, and it's just a waste
it's
of
like
fucking
a
time.
It's a 3D puzzle.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cut. And to be fair, I used to love Lego when I was a kid. There's too many bits to Lego now. When I had Lego, wee people who didn't, you had the vehicles and then you had the wee people. But now, like my daughter got like a camper van, right? And there's a picnic table, and on the picnic table there's a wee plate, and then there's a wee sandwich on the plate, and then there's a wee bottle of wine, and then there's a wee wine glass. And these things are like that. And you're going, that's lasting. That's on that table for at best 5 minutes. And then it's getting booted somewhere and never being, it's going to get fucking trampled into the carpet.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to find it in my foreskin in the bath one day or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like.
And another portrait of the family. Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, they're getting good now.
Do you know, it's all getting better, Lego too. Like, it gets way more realistic.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Lego?
What?
These. Taps at mic. That was a visual one just for you. Imagine I just went. They're getting so fucking good.
Every single week when I do this, I never think about the fact that sometimes we do visual jokes or talk about visual stuff.
Fuck them.
Absolutely fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them as I say.
Yeah.
There's a part in the movie, by the way, that Winona Ryder knocks on the wall because she thinks her parents are pumping.
Yeah, she thinks they're pumping and dressed as ghosts.
Aye, yeah. That's the way to do it.
She's like, take this sexual deviant somewhere else.
Sure, it would be really funny if they did come in and there was mouth holes. Two eyes, but there's a big mouth hole in the thing. Like, it is you. It's fucking new. There's a part where Alec Baldwin, too, has a book in it. He's like... Handbook for the recently diseased.
Diseased, yeah. Yeah.
Deceased, that makes more sense. And you're like, doesn't really.
Right, but you enjoyed it enough to...
I did. I was surprised. I was ready to hate it.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. But it's still not my thing.
A lot of it annoyed it, but
that one was way better than his usual fucking stuff.
I didn't like the sandworm stuff.
Yeah,
the second
stupid,
to
yeah.
Like, I just didn't think there was any need for. I didn't get it. I don't understand
actually. Was that supposed to be a part where ghosts can't go and that eats ghosts? Do they die?
Yeah, they.
But then he had Beetlejuice.
But then Beetlejuice Beetlejuice because Gina Davis rides one, like a sandworm into the house. So how's then the sandworm able to then enter?
I guess we'll find
living
out.
Reality.
I guess we'll imagine if that was like there's going to be a big Beetlejuice as a prequel to June. And that's what they're going to do in the next gen. They're going to explain all of it.
Gina Davis doesn't... She didn't do anything anymore.
I knew her face, but I actually don't know her.
She's in a great film with Samuel Jackson, The Long Kiss Goodnight. She plays like a superhero who's like a domestic housewife. And then shit comes back to her and she's actually like an incredibly highly trained killer.
Oh, good. That sounds good.
She's
I'm all
good.
In for that.
She's right? good in that.
Regular guy that's really a super killer.
Yeah, I love that shit.
That's the genre we all like. We have done 53 minutes.
That's not bad.
That fucking flew.
It did, aye. Any other thoughts? No.
I don't think so. I mean, that was probably his best film that I've seen.
Yeah.
And I really usually go ahead of it. But also, do you know what it is? I think a lot of people fucking... a lot of wankers love it.
Yeah.
Balls deep in
it. It's still a very, very popular Halloween costume, Beetlejuice.
Mm.
You still see people dress, particularly when he's got like the... He's like the manager of Foot Locker, where he's just
a referee, black
and white striped suit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still a lot of people go out dressed as Beetlejuice. So, it did enter. I remember having Beetlejuice toys. Where you could make, you had like a wee Alec Baldwin man and you could pull his head back.
Yeah.
And he'd go into that
rifle
big
goes
jaw
off.
Thing.
Picks out a boom operator.
right. Next week. It is your choice.
So like, I was in a charity shop. I was in a charity shop and I picked up three. Like yeah. I went through like there's four charity shops in a row and two of them were closed.
Right.
And one of them didn't have DVDs. So I was like, right. and one had DVDs and I go, I gotta take some here. Uh-huh. Like, and they were £1 each and I went, perfect. It's excellent. Like built for me. So I'm gonna put my hand in. We're gonna go for a I don't know what order.
So it's a lucky dip.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right. One, two, or three. I'll go from closest or further away. Right. One, two, or three.
We'll go three. We'll go as far as the way then.
Furthest away.
Oh, Christ. Oh, fucking Jesus.
I'm not going to lie. That was easily the worst of them. Oh,
good God.
Now, for right. all you're doing, that is the movie. I even don't think I've seen this.
This is a remake. It's not even the great. Oh, the original was brilliant. Assaulted Precinct 13.
We said we would only do the originals, though. I didn't know this was original. Do we bin this? We said we would do.
No, we didn't. We never gave a rule on remakes. We only ever said we'd only do franchise films if we'd done the first one.
Okay, right.
So this is allowable.
Okay, well, that's an unfortunate allowable. This was definitely the worst of the three. So we've got it's the Ethan Hawke, Lawrence Fishburne, Ja Rule classic.
Ja Rule, oh God.
Assaulted Precinct
fucking
13.
Ja Rule's in it. Oh, good God. Right. Hey, do you know what? The storyline is... I've only ever seen the original, and the storyline is actually quite good. This might be all right, actually.
You never know.
Because Fishburne's class, and Ethan Hawke's class.
I mean, I don't know. It's never... It doesn't seem to be a movie... Like, I saw that one, and I picked it up as... That was the wild card, because it's like... I've heard of it a lot... Right. Nobody ever watches it, and it is a proper charity shop. Nobody's going in looking for an Assaulted Precinct 13 remake.
That's been sitting there since pre-COVID in that charity shop.
That's not even the currency anymore.
Right. Okay. So right. Excellent. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it.
That's about the first time we've never seen either of the films. Okay. That's brilliant. Before we go. Keep sending reviews, emailing us, following us on Twitter, sharing shit.
The fucking usual.
If you've got Fringe tickets are on sale, they're going pretty well. So there will be, I think weekends are almost all sold out. So, but you can go on my link in the description and find all them.
Perfect. I'll actually, by the time this comes out, there will be a roast battle on the 10th of August, Thursday night. At 20 past 11, and that's going to be a belter because it's got some great comedians. It'll be good fun.
Who's on?
Elliot Steele's doing Tom Houghton. Mickey Bartlett's doing Kieran Bartlett.
Yay!
Hey, Willie Thompson's doing Paddy McDonald.
Oh, that'll be good.
Lee Hudson, who's a big roast battler down in London, is doing Malia Simon from America. There is then a little tournament is Crystal Heavens versus Joseph Murphy, and then we have. Was it Shalaka Karup? She is like 9-0 or something in roast battles, going up against Lee Brophy. So it'll be a good crack.
9-0,
like the UFC.
Fuck's sake!
Like the UFC.
I hate Americans. I hate the way Americans score that kind of stuff.
9-0.
Ah, yeah, exactly. She's won 9, lost none.
Yeah, there you go.
9-0. Right.
Two no contest.
thanks so much for watching and listening. Keep downloading, and we'll see you next week. Bye bye.